Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour featuring Bill Harmon.
Good shot.
It's about time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour is powered by Insperity with the golf doctor, Charlie Epps. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. It's been an exciting morning already here in Houston. Two freeway closures, but we made it. We're efforting to get Charlie on the phone. He's calling in from Mexico. We're working on that. Bill Harmon, we're going to get him on. So we are it's an exciting brand of golf this morning. I can't say it any other way about it. I'm in studio, joined by my son, Kyle Atkinson. Kyle, how are you doing today, buddy?
Doing good. How about you, Scott?
I appreciate you making the trip in with us. A little bit of an exciting deal. As we get Charlie on the radio, we've had a pretty interesting week in the golf world. And obviously, the first thing we got to talk about is the rule changes. And give me a little synopsis of what you saw on that, Kyle. You did some research and... do you think the USGA is heading in the right direction with what they changed?
Yeah, and it seems like everything I've seen on it has been very positive. You know, haven't seen any negative reviews. With the ball at rest issue, you know, I feel like it has been an issue with not having a set time of. You know, when the ball is fully at rest when you're addressing it. So they've made some changes, especially with the very controversial, obviously, with
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, with his deal there. But I haven't seen any negative to it. I don't know how it can be bad for the game of golf. And I believe that it's going to be for the best and that we'll be in good shape. But as far as that, can there be a negative to it? I don't think so, but I think it's a good change.
Yeah, I like it. What I appreciate, too, is that the USGA identified that it was an embarrassing situation that they had with Dustin Johnson. It didn't come off looking good. When they spend the amount of effort and time to make these greens so quick, so fast, which is, you know, the purest putting, you know, surfaces in the world, and to have a ball react like that under no effect by the player, I'm glad they made that adjustment, and that's good stuff. Hey guys, were we able to as we're trying to, and this is on us because of the delays we got, but what about Bill? Did we get Bill on? Do you guys have Mr. Harmon on? Okay, we're efforting. In the next segment, we'll get Bill and Charlie on. So this is on me, and I truly, truly apologize. It's just you got to factor another 45 minutes when you deal with Houston, just with the road closures, and that's a national show, and y'all don't care about that. We'll get these guys up and running. You know, I had a really interesting experience last night, Kyle. I was able to go and see Blue Jack National, which was just ranked – by Golf Digest is the number one new golf course in America. And obviously Tiger Woods' influence is all over the place as you drive in. But what an incredible
facility, and to have it just north of Houston, it's really exciting. And the playability of the facility, as well as just the overall appeal, is second to none. We were able to spend a little time with Jimmy Walsworth last night, and Jimmy is the he's the development director, and he's selling the memberships. And what's interesting about it, and we're not going to go into the cost of it, but just the facility itself, you have change of elevation in Houston, which is not normal. It's a beautiful piece of land with just unlimited potential, and it's just, you know, it's 25 minutes from the Woodlands, which is, you know, which is another, you know, it's less than an hour from Houston Intercontinental Airport. So they've set it up perfectly, but their eye to detail is astonishing. And you just got to commend, if that type of golf experience is in your budget, I would highly recommend following up with Blue Jack and checking out what a phenomenal experience.
Well, that Tiger, you know, chose North Houston, Texas, just shows the growth and the quality of golf in this area and the way we're growing. You know, Texas is, you know, they say, you know, one of the biggest economies just by itself, taking care of it, and that he chose us. And this location is outstanding in my eyes, you know, just for the game of golf with the slumps we've had. And just taking it one day at a time and enjoying the Blue Jack experience.
Yeah, the Blue Jack experience was phenomenal. It's special, like you said, the economy here, but the land, the what it represents to Houston, and it was a special treat. There's no question about it. We got Charlie. Did we get Charlie on? Charlie, how are you doing, pro? I love dead silence. Are you there, bro?
I'm on the Marriott. How you guys doing?
Charlie, we other than creating a lot of stress for you this morning, we made it in. We saw about the delay, but glad that these guys fought through, got you on the phone. Talk to me about your experience in Mexico this week.
My annual trip to play in Billy Sitton's Pro-Am. We have over 600 people down here enjoying the Mexican hospitality, the beautiful weather in Puerto Vallarta. It couldn't be better. The three golf courses, a Nicklaus course, a Weisskopf course, and, of course, the famous Marina. And later on in the hour, we're going to be joined by he was the head chef, and now he's in charge of food and beverage, Fred Ruiz, and we're going to be talking to him about everything in Puerto Vallarta. But now you and Billy and I, we can talk a little about what's going on in the golfing world, especially with Lydia Ko and David Ledbetter. Billy, what do you think of that situation?
They Charlie, they're struggling with getting with Bill. I think they might have just dropped him. We'll get him back. We'll definitely have him after the next segment. So let's drop back, because I know we want to talk about Tiger's performance. We want to talk about. I really want to get you your perception on what you felt about the rule change this week by the USGA. But how many pro-am players? I mean, do you know how many teams you guys made it down there to Puerto Vallarta this week?
We've got 80 teams, 5-man teams, 80 professionals, and 320 amateurs plus their wives, and we're just having a great time. It's the 27th year that Billy Sitton has done this, and it's just been so successful. Over 65% of the people playing in the event play in it every year, so it's become a very important tradition for Puerto Vallarta and Casa Magna Marriott.
Well, and I also know you guys are raising money for the Southern Texas PGA Foundation in Billy Sitton's dad's name, and you know, that what a for 27 years to have that many players continue to come down there, it just shows what an effective and what an amazing time for these people, for them to keep coming back.
Well, it's just the hospitality. I mean, the whole trip, you know, of course, Billy and Jackie Sitton are the reason why we do this. But when you have a partner in Marriott at the Casa Magna, it's a valuable, valuable place to come and have a beautiful, you know, 5-6 days in the sun. So we'll talk about it more with Fred at the bottom of the hour.
Look forward to that. Guys, were we able to get Bill back on? Okay. Hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll have Bill Harmon on. We'll have Charlie coming back, and we've got some phenomenal topics to cover. We want to talk about Tiger, what a performance he had last week. We want to talk more about the Magna Carta, the Casa Magna Marriott in Puerto Vallarta, and that pro-am. We want to talk about rules change. I want to talk about how slick the putting green should be. So as we try to get to this break and get everybody situated, and again, I truly apologize. We underestimated some highway exposure, and we're fighting the fight here. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour brought to you by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. Take a moment to break and get these people set up, and we'll be right back.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Welcome back. It's Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. You can stream or check out podcasts on SBNationRadio.com. We got Charlie calling in from Puerto Vallarta, Bill Harmon from Palm Springs. Gentlemen, welcome in. Thanks for your patience this morning.
Good morning.
You doing okay, Bill? Charlie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
No, I'm doing good, especially now that Bill's on. And Bill, before you got disconnected, I was asking you about Lydia Ko and David Ledbetter. Lydia's changed her caddy. Do you think she's getting a lot of pressure from her parents, or what's going on in her camp?
Well, I really don't know what's going on. I was a little disappointed with some of the dirty laundry being aired publicly. You know, Charlie, players and coaches change all the time on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, European Tour. I don't know. I didn't like David bringing her parents into the arena publicly. You know, in the statement that he made at one point, there was a paragraph there that was very complimentary of his time with her and what a great girl she was, and it was fun working with her, et cetera. I think it could have been left at that. I don't know what the influence of the parents were or weren't were. She was a teenager, so I'm sure the parents would be involved, and I just wish it would have happened a little bit more seamlessly. I like the way Phil handled things with Butch. He flew up to Las Vegas, handled things in person. There was a nice statement made by both of them, and they moved on. And now there's going to be, this will have a different shelf life. I don't think it makes David Ledbetter look any good. I don't think it makes Lydia Ko look any good. And I'm sorry that whatever differences they had to be heard publicly is what I feel about it.
Do you think that's going to affect her game going forward, Bill, or do you think she can handle a little turmoil?
Well, you know, she's a young girl, number one player in the world, a lot of things put on her plate. I am a big Lydia Ko fan. Everything I've heard about her from people that know her just speak about her in the highest regards. I think she'll weather this storm. She seems to have a nervous system that doesn't really respond to pressure. Hopefully she can get her old swing back. The new swing, I think, was quite awkward. Why they would change that swing, I have no idea, but that's not for me to question. But hopefully she can get her new swing back, Charlie. I think she'll move on from it. The question I would ask you, Charlie, is we know how sensitive golf swings are, and there's not always a it doesn't always happen that you get that old swing back. You know, sometimes the old keys don't work and the wires get crisscrossed and the old swing doesn't come back as easily as one might think.
You know, we've seen that happen with Tiger Woods, and he's one of the best at changing swings. So what did you think of Tiger's new comeback? Do you think he's on the right track, and what do you see his future being?
I think if I was in Tiger's camp, I would have been ecstatic about all the good things he did at the Bahamas. To lead that field in birdies, you know, the quality of players that they had there, to be off 15 months and back surgeries and everything he's gone through, I think to lead the field in birdies was a tremendous upside. So if I'm Chris Como and Steiny and whoever else he has in his camp, I would be ecstatic with what I saw in the Bahamas. And if he can stay healthy, I think his arrow is pointing up. And if he is healthy, it wouldn't surprise me if he won a tournament next year. I don't think he'll win a major, but that's just my opinion. But Tiger Woods never surprises me. If he did win a major, it would not surprise me. I don't think he will, but if he did, it wouldn't shock me because he's arguably the greatest player of all time.
I just think it's impressive also what Hideki Matsuyama has done over the last five tournaments and winning three out of the last five and winning that one, you know, the way he did. What a talent at the age of 24. His future for next year is really bright.
You know, if he can win a major, Charlie, he jumps into that group with Jordan and Rory and Jason Day and Dustin Johnson. You know, we've got four unbelievably good young players. It'd be great to see Hideki in there and to see these guys duking it out for decades to come. The future of the game looks really good, and let's face it, it would be more exciting to see Tiger jump in there in the middle of all these young guys and throw a few punches himself at them.
You got that for sure. Watching them is going to be fun.
Hey, Bill, if you don't mind, if I could just ask you to pick your mind for a second, would you elaborate what you – do you mind talking about why you think the major – you know, Tiger winning a major maybe is still some time off? Just what's your thinking behind that? I love that statement that you just made about it.
What, that I don't think he'll win a major?
Yes, sir.
I think he has two areas that really need to be cleaned up, and that's his driving. You know, he other than the round that he played by himself, he had a hard time getting it to the house, it seemed like. And
yep,
it was usually the driver that went awry. And if you can't drive it good, it's hard to finish majors, you know, under that kind of duress. And although he hit a lot of good pitch shots and his short game seemed pretty good, there were also some question marks there, I thought. So if those two areas can be cleaned up, I would say that, you know, all systems are go for him. But the driving, I thought at times, very good. Other times at the end of rounds when he needed to hit a good one, he didn't seem to be able to do it. But once again, I'm nitpicking here a little bit.
Right.
I thought the upside far outweighed the downside. And if he stays healthy, you know, Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods. I hope he does. I hope he gets to play a full schedule. I'd love to see him in the mix with Tiger, with Rory and all these young players. I think it would be so exciting to see him someday come out on top, going head to head with one of these youngsters.
That would be really exciting. Absolutely, I agree. And I love your assessment. I think you've talked about what he struggled with is getting off the tee, and then, you know, will he have the putting stroke that he had in the, you know, or a semblance of what he had in early 2000 after he was working with Butch.
Well, if he drives it good, he won't put as much pressure on his short game. So I think the driving, to me, if he can get his driving back, he's always been a wonderful iron player.
Yeah.
And he had some beautiful irons, I thought, in the tournament in Bahamas, holding them up against the wind, flighting the ball, doing all the things that he said he could do. So I think his arrow is really pointing up if he can stay healthy. And once again, I think it'd just be so exciting to see him in there with these youngsters. And I'm sure these guys who look up to him would love to have him there,
They'd
like to pit themselves against Tiger.
Well said. Well said.
And I know just growing up with Tiger, being a different, you know, generation, 28, just rooting for it to see him come back. You know, I'm ready for – I love Tiger. And I love Rory, you know, being of my age and getting to see people that I, you know, could have, relate with, but Tiger was my hero growing up, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he's the standard. He's the standard. Charlie, we're going to take a break right here. We're going to keep you guys on there. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. We'll take a break, and we'll see you in just a couple minutes.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Welcome in, Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. You can check out the podcast or stream us at SBNationRadio.com. Bill, we want to thank Bill for taking time this morning. We now, from the Casa Magna Marriott in Puerto Vallarta, we have Fred Ruiz, and Charlie Epps. Charlie, what's going on, man?
Well, we're just enjoying the sun and beautiful Puerto Vallarta, but you're right, we're just joined by a gentleman that started his hotel career in California, went to New York, Chicago. He's been there, done that, and now he's the food and beverage man for Casa Magna. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's great to be here.
How many people do Casa Magna Marriott take care of every year?
Oh, my God. We do between 2,500 people a month. Monthly,
so you've got your hands full.
Oh, yeah. It's very busy.
How much food do you serve?
We do between 800 covers, 1,000 covers daily.
And here at the hotel, you have many different restaurants. You have the normal restaurant.
Exactly.
You have the sports bar.
Uh-huh.
You have a beautiful restaurant out on the ocean.
Beautiful, right where you're right.
I mean, we just pick the seafood from the ocean and you cook it fresh, huh?
Exactly. So every day this will happen. We have fresh food coming into the restaurant, so you get the best of the best.
And then you have a beautiful mode today, the sushi, Mikado.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we definitely. We get a great dish to have dinner. Mikado is a Japanese restaurant. We have a great variety of sushi and different main courses. I put a little bit of a flair of Asian there too, so that we have different options.
But we know the one thing that makes a hotel are your employees. And I've been coming here for over 20 years, and your people are so courteous and really want to make your stay, you know, wonderful. How do you get that? You just train them every day?
You know what? It's something that as a company, Marriott, we believe is, you take care of sources and business, you take care of the customers, and it's not something that we've been doing for the past many, many years. But in Casa Magna, what we do, we work with them every day. We take care of the associates. We make sure they get what they need, and then just doing some little bit of different pampering, but that helps a lot.
Well, the other thing that's been a little misnomer, and there's been some security issues across the world because of different things. And I feel so safe here in not only in the hotel, but in Puerto Vallarta. This is a very, very, it's a beautiful city, and it's diverse in its, you know, people, but also safety here is fine.
You know, it's something that I'm almost 9 years in Puerto Vallarta, and then I still leave my windows open. So Vallarta has been one of the places that I feel real safe to be in. Nothing has ever happened here in Vallarta, so it's very safe to be here.
Now, the other thing that you did this week, you played golf.
I did.
You're a golfer.
Yes, I did. Well, you know, when you grew up in California, because I grew up in Palm Beach, Palm Springs, we were the capital of golf. So I learned how to play golf back then, and I have like people that help me a lot. They have a lot of patience to learn from them. But yeah, you can call. The pro-am this week featured all three courses that are connected with your hotel. You have the CCA runs the course across the street, which is just a diabolical fun golf course, the marina. And then they built two golf courses up on the mountain that overlook the ocean, the Weisskopf and the Midlands. And they've had the World Cup there. They've had collegiate events, a senior event. I mean, you all blend your hospitality and golf. And golf's an important game for the Marriott chain, is it not?
Exactly. You said it right. Marriott is very high in golf. I think it's something that we want to offer to our guests. And we luckily, a pleasant hotel, we have this beautiful golf course in Marina, which is located, you know, right like few steps from the hotel. So that kind of makes it easy for the guests to really enjoy a nice round of golf and come back and enjoy the pool and then, you know, next morning get up and do it again.
So the other thing that has helped change the visit here to Puerto Vallarta is Southwest Airlines now comes to the city, which United and American Airlines, all of the great airlines fly into Puerto Vallarta, but the airfares have gone down. Competition is really good.
It's something that we've been in the past year, we've been struggling with the prices, and then I think in the last couple of years, we have a great couple of airlines that kind of make us more approachable. And then I think Southwest was one of them. Now they can fly from Orange County and then different options. So, yeah, you're right. This is a lot easier for guests to come down and a lot cheaper to fly.
It's just like Hawaii, but it's 6 hours closer. It's only 2 hours from Houston. So, Scott, we've got a wonderful competition down here. Wes Short, who plays on the Champions Tour and the PGA, shot 21 under par and was low professional. How about that score?
What shot did he miss?
You know, he hit one ball in the water on Thursday. Other than that, it was perfect.
That's incredible. It sounds like the conditions are just perfect down there. When you guys talk about this, and over the years, what you hear about what happens at the Casa Magna Marriott and the CCA run facilities, it sounds like it's a must do pro am.
It is a must. It's always the first week in December. You got to get it on their calendar for 2017. And what's your handicap?
My handicap is 29.
29 and going down.
We're trying very hard. I mean, it was 34. I gone down the last few years. But, you know, when you have a little more time, yeah, you definitely, you know, you can do better.
Well, he played with Robert Thompson, right? He was the pro from up in Huntsville, Scott. And
yes,
we got, you know, great golf pros up, and we just had a great time. So we're probably going to go for a break, and then when we come back, we're going to ask a couple little questions about Fred on specials and when's the best time to visit Puerto Vallarta.
Hey, Charlie, we got about 2 minutes before the break. Let me ask you, before you go back to Fred, when you played in this event this week and you got on these superb greens, what did you think about the rule changing about not being penalized for a ball moving on you know, as you place the green? What was your take from that change this week?
Well, I think the USGA is listening, and then there's certain rules of the game that need to be changed to make it more fun. I think the rules of golf are far too complicated.
Yes.
So it's a move in the right direction. The USGA and the RNA normally change rules every 2 years. So, you know, they had a couple of bad issues in the US Open in the last couple of years. So it's a move in the right direction, but I think they've got to do even more than that.
I think that's the consensus, is that I think people are impressed that they responded so quickly, because I think it's a 2 to 4 year window. But I agree, there is a lot of sentiment that there needs to be some more rules even further tweaked here, and it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
That's exactly right. You know, we got to move forward, and the USGA has to lead us. I think the PGA of America has to get more involved, and the PGA Tour,
yes,
to make the rules. And I do think
bifurcation, where there's a professional game and there's an amateur game. And we've got to get more amateurs involved in this, in golf, so we can grow the game. And we got to make it easier, not harder.
You couldn't say it any better. Now, that should be the motto of all those organizations, is what can we do to make the game more enjoyable, easier access, and faster pace. That's Charlie Epps. He's in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. We're going to come back for our last segment. Keep talking to Fred down there. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Welcome back. Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. You can check out the podcast or stream live, SBNationRadio.com. We're talking to Charlie, who's at the Casa Magna Marriott in Puerto Vallarta. His guest, Fred Ruiz. Take it away, Charlie.
Well, we've been playing in the Pro-Am this week in Puerto Vallarta, put on by Billy Sitton in Puerto Vallarta at Casa Magna Marriott. Just a wonderful time. We're visiting with he started out as a chef, and now he's the general manager, or the food and beverage manager, and then he's going to move on into general manager. And your golf game is important because golf's important to Marion. You played with a great golf professional this week, Robert Thompson. He's from Houston, Texas. Did he help you?
He did. Yeah, he helped a lot. He helped me a lot. I was shown about early behind the scenes that I get a great couple of great shots, and thanks to him, I think it would be a little better. My game would be a lot easier.
That's your hook now.
Oh, yeah. You know, golf could be very addictive.
Now you just got to find time between your children and your wife. And
oh, my God. Exactly. I guess we all got the same problem here. You know, we want to play every day, but you know, we need to work. And but you say America, we play golf, and you're a manager. It's important for you because the customers you have to take care of them, and then you want to, you know, just have a good time at the golf course.
And you started with Marriott back in Palm Springs in California. Right?
Yes, sir. I was in Palm Desert. Palm Desert is where I grew up there, and then that's my first time that I've ever played golf, and since then I just became addicted to it. It's just unbelievable.
So when people come to Casa Magna Marriott, Puerto Vallarta, what should they expect?
I think first of all, respect is a great hospitality. We have a great association in our resort. I think it's one of the backbones. We have a strength is our associates. They always take care of the customers. They always take care in details. They do a lot of great job with them, in general. So I think that's one of the things that's really impressive to me.
I've learned a lot this week from the lady that takes care of my room. She writes me little notes.
Oh, yeah.
Very positive, very, very, you know, just succinct and how to enjoy your day. And I think that's a quality I don't experience that at any other hotel except here.
Again, you know, like you say, details are very important for our guests. And then you could make it a little different than other hotels. And then, again, we go back to the basics, and that is very important.
Well, the Casa Magna Marriott, it sits right on the bay. You have a great beach, but then you have a fantastic swimming pool. It's huge. And everybody's always in there, but they swim up to the bar.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that's one amenity we have in the hotel. You know, you can get in the pool and just walk to the bar and order a drink and just enjoy the sunset. We said, here in Vallarta, we got one of the best sunsets in the world. It are the best.
The sun just looks like it goes right into the ocean.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what it looks like. It's beautiful. I think something you will enjoy. Again, please try to come down in this great tournament. It's unbelievable. You will enjoy this, and then we will let you down.
Because we're also right by the ocean. They have a great marina.
You have fishing tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
You can go up into the jungle, and you can do everything that you want to experience the modern-day entertainment, right?
Exactly. You know, even up in the mountains, again, get some zip lines, do some motorcycles. I mean, you could do a lot of stuff, you know. And then once you're done with that, you can come down, enjoy the pool, relax, and you can either have dinner in the property or you just go out to the marina, which they have maybe 60 to 80 different restaurants across the street. So it's very easy to really enjoy our resort.
Well, Scott, it's been a good morning this morning talking golf with Billy and you. What do you got going this coming week?
Man, well, you know, we're heading out from here. We're going to go do some 9/17 fitting for Titleist up at the Ravino Country Club. And just waiting for you to get back to hear more about your this pro-am, and I'm going to get a team next year. I got to come down here and experience this deal.
That's exactly right. And then next Saturday, we're going to talk more about Christmas, about, you know, how people celebrate the holidays, and we'll give them some great ideas and give them presents. You can get a gift certificate to Casa Magna Marriott. Come on down for a week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about all sorts of different ways people can give their loved ones, you know, nice presents for 2017.
That sounds like a great. Charlie, you be careful. Fred, thank you so much for you guys, contributing and creating such a marvelous event year after year. And I know that the Puerto Vallarta Pro-Am is one of the best in the business.
Thank you. Okay, Scotty, take it away, and we'll see you next week.
You got it, Charlie. What a privilege. Thanks for calling in. Charlie fought the good fight for Mexico. We had Bill Harmon calling in from Palm Springs. Obviously, I've got to thank Kyle Atkinson for making the trip in to help me handle it here in studio. Sure. We got a new producer, Isaiah. You're the best, man. Thanks for figuring out the dialing code for Mexico. That was an adventure in itself.
That was pretty rough.
You are a superstar. Thank you, guys. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. And once again, you can check out the podcast, or you can stream live on SBNationRadio.com. You guys have a great day. Hit the links, and we'll see you next week.